Dear Dr. Fingers, please could you help me? I have a number of questions. Firstly, what is the interrogative form of the following sentence? It might rain today. Secondly, I would like to know the difference between is cancelled and has been cancelled. And finally, I would like to know if there's a difference between Charles's book, which is 1S, at the end and Afi, and yours, Hinge. Dear Hinge, thank you very much for your extremely interesting questions. I will try to answer each and every one of them to the best of my abilities. Question 1. As you know, might can be used to talk about probability. The interrogative form, might it rain, sounds very formal and antiquated. Some alternatives to this could include, do you think it could rain today? Do you think it's going to rain today? What do you think the weather is going to be like today? Question 2. Basic meaning. Although they are using different tenses, the present passive and the present perfect passive. They both refer to the fact that there is no meeting. However, there's a very subtle difference. Compare these two sentences. A. The meeting is cancelled due to staff shortages. This is a fact, and this is the situation now. B. The meeting has been cancelled due to staff shortages. The action of cancelling happened before now. The meeting was cancelled by someone in the past, and this is the situation now. In short, both sentences refer to the same result. There is no meeting. But there is a very subtle difference. As you can see, with the present tense being used to demonstrate a fact, and the perfect tense describe an action that has occurred before now. Question 3. Remember that with most plural possessive forms, you can put the apostrophe after the S. For example, the cat's dinners, the girl's bicycles. However, such as Dickens and Charles may be written in two ways in the possessive singular form. Dickens's house, Charles's books. Dickens's house, Charles's books. Both are correct, although personally I prefer the first option, A. Well, Hinge, I really hope my explanations have helped you understand these things. Yours, Dr. Fingers.